they find out. Were there any other organizations, any organizations that you belong to?
Well, at the moment, I don't belong to any except the Home Demonstration Club. Of course, while I was teaching, there were others, but I've had the care of aged parents for the past few years, and I haven't been able to engage in too many outside activities.
Where did you teach?
Here at Conway. Taught here for 25 years.
In the high school, was that?
Yes, sir.
What'd you teach?
English and French, mainly. A year or two, I taught some history. Most of the time, English.
I see.
My main subject. And I taught French when we had people who wanted French.
Oh, well, that's interesting. I teach English, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well.
So this is linguistics, you know. It's kind of the linguistic geography. It's the branch of English.
Well, I didn't really know what you were doing.
Well, this is really just a, it's a really a survey of the dialects, regional speech, and not only the, you know, the kind of curious things we're interested in, the just the, you know, the normal speech of educated people, uneducated people, you know, several different kinds.
Well, having worked with the English for 25 years, I've almost given up teaching proper English in this community, because children insist upon using the same English that their parents use. And even as long as I have taught, you see, I now have been teaching the children of the ones I'd formerly taught. But I find that they write well, and while they're at school, perhaps they speak the kind of English that I ask them to, but after they get home, they leave all that behind. And they still stick to this hillbilly kind of English. However, when they go away to college, we've had many students who made, I can think of about three or four, who made the highest grade on that placement test, I guess you call it, in college. We had one at the university who made the highest grade. She was from this community right now and is now teaching in the high school. And then we had three, I remember, from East Tennessee State University who made the highest grade in English. So that makes me think that they must have learned something.
Oh, well, absolutely.
And of course, those same people, they're all in the teaching profession now, those that I named. And we've had many from here who have been very successful. I would try to tell them at school that when they left this community, they would be meeting people from other places who would probably not favor their English very much. And when they do go away, of course, they pick up the language of the community to which they go.
Yeah.
But as long as they stay here, they speak this same language.
They
might write a letter, and the English would be almost perfect. But their speech has not been. I don't know whether it ever will be.
Well, who's to say what's perfect speech, you know? Who's to say that
well, it does change from time
sure
to time.
Sure.
Yes, I've never become accustomed to saying, it's me. But that's considered all right now.
Sure, sure.
Yes.
No question. Mr. Roberts, could you tell me a little bit about Cosby, about the town of Cosby?
Well, it's an area the length of the creek, and the creek's about 15 to 18 miles long.
And so you'd call that whole 18-mile area?
Cosby. The post office is about the middle ways of the length of the Cosby. It's up here where 32 and 73, or 73 goes off of 32 to Gatlinburg.
Mm-hmm. Is it all in Tennessee?
Yes, all in Tennessee.
Where does the creek?
Rises in the Smoky Mountains in Low Gap.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And